Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Memheyam Abeis. We're holding about 8 lines from the top of Memheyam Abeis by the words of the Kuli Alma. So we removed discussing the amount of marachais that there were on the Mizbeach Achitzain daily in the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned 3 different shitas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Meir, if there was 2, 3, or 4 marachais daily in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach Achitzain. But says the Gemara, the Kuli Alma Mias Meisifin Bay Bayayim Islehu. But everybody holds that there was an additional maracha that was set up on the Mizbeach Achitzain on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that there was an additional one. If you held during the year that there were 2, so on Yom Kippur there were 3. If you held during the year there were 3, on Yom Kippur there were 4. And if you held during the year there were 4 marachas, so then on Yom Kippur there was 5. Everybody agrees that there was an extra one on Yom Kippur, and the Gemara wants to know, Minalu, how do they know that? How do all the different shitas, where do they know? What's the makar that there's an extra maracha on the Mizbeach on Yom Kippur? So says the Gemara, Nafkaluhu mi v'ha'esh. They learn it out from the extra vav hey of the pasuk which says v'ha'esh ala mizbeach tukad bay. So from the vav hey, they learn out that there's an additional maracha, and they understand that additional maracha is specific for Yom Kippur. Vafilu l'man delay darish vav. And even though we mentioned in the previous Talmud that there were some who didn't want a darshan of vav hey darish. But everybody agrees that over here we're going to darshan of vav hey to be marbe in addition. Additional maracha, and they understand that additional maracha was for Yom Kippur. So that's the makar that on Yom Kippur there's an additional maracha l'kuli alma. So now, throughout the Gemara, throughout the previous Talmud, we've been darshaning all the different references of fire, of esh, in the Torah when it comes to the Mizbeach. And we darshaned all of them to teach us about an additional maracha, or about a tzasa salisa, about different things related to the Mizbeach. So the Gemara wants to know that there's one esh that we left out, and the Gemara wants to know what do we learn from that esh. The Pasuk says, esh tamit. The Pasuk says, esh tamit tukad al Mizbeach. And we never mentioned any drasha from that pasuk. So says the Gemara, esh tamit l'mayasa. That which the Torah says, esh tamit tukad al Mizbeach. So what do we darsha from there? We sort of left that one out. So says the Gemara, mibayilei l'chidatanya. We use that pasuk of esh tamit tukad al Mizbeach for the following that we're going to learn, that we learn in the Braisa. And we're only going to mention the actual drasha from this pasuk once we get to the wide lines. But the Braisa says like this, and we'll go with the gears of the Gain, that the pasuk says, v'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bayis. So that's not the pasuk that we just mentioned. The Gemara wants to know what we learn out from the pasuk of esh tamit tukad al Mizbeach. That's not the pasuk, says the Gain, that the Gemara is referencing right now in the beginning of the Braisa. Rather, the Braisa says that from the pasuk of v'esh ha-mizbeach tukad bayis, which is the pasuk that we mentioned on the previous Amud, that this pasuk is the makar for the maracha shniyah shel ketayres. That this is the pasuk for the second maracha that was used that we gathered the gachalim from there to use to be makter the ketayres and the heichal daily in the Beis HaMikdash. So from this pasuk of the esh ha-mizbeach tukad bay, so the Gemara says is limid al maracha shniyah shel ketayres. It teaches us about the maracha shniyah shel ketayres, which, like we said, that this is the makar for the maracha shniyah shel ketayres. The pasuk teaches us about this maracha shalait tehei ella al mizbeach achitzain, that the placement of this maracha, we know that there's this second maracha that's used for the ketayres, but where does it go? On which mizbeach is it placed? Is it on the mizbeach apnimi, or is it on the mizbeach achitzain? So says the Gemara that from this pasuk, from the context of this pasuk, which is describing the mizbeach that's used for the carbon oila, which is the mizbeach achitzain, so we learn from there that being that the context of the pasuk is the mizbeach achitzain, and this is pasuk is the makar for the maracha shnia shel ketayres. So it's limin amaracha shniyah shel ketayres. It teaches us about this maracha shniyah shel ketayres shalait tehei ela al mizbeach achitzay, that the placement of this maracha is on the mizbeach achitzay, not on the mizbeach apnimi. So that's the beginning of the braisa. Then the braisa says, Eish machta uminayra minayin. What about the gechalim for the machta, that the kain gadol would take in his machta on Yom Kippur to bring lefnai v'lefnim? Where do we know that those gechalim are also taken from the mizbech achitzain? And the minayra, the eish for the minayra, where do we know that the eish used to light the minayra, that eish is also taken from the mizbech achitzain, minayin? What's the makar for the Eish Machta Menaira, that the Eish used, that the Gecholim used for the Machta, and the Eish used for the Menaira, what's the Makar that those come from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin? So says the Braisa Vidinu, L'chayra, it's logical that that's the way it should be. Why is it logical? Because, Nemra Eish B'Ketayres, it says the context of Eish when it comes to the Ketayres, Rashi points out, it doesn't say the word Eish, it says the word Yaktirena, but obviously if you're Makter something, you can't be Makter something without Eish. So it says, Eish in the context of the daily ketayres that was brought every day in the Heichal, and v'nemra Eish b'machta, and it also says Eish when it comes to the machta Yom Kippur. The pasuk says gachle Eish u'minayra, and it also says Eish when it comes to the minayra. It says lahales ner tamid. Again, not the actual word Eish, but the context of Eish is described by the minayra because it says lahales ner tamid. So now, so it says Eish by ketayres, Machta and Menaira. So now, Mala Halon, just like over there, when it comes to the Ketairis that was brought daily in the Heichal, Mala Halon al Mizbeach HaChitzayin, where did the Gecholim come from to be used to be Machter the Ketairis in the Heichal? It came from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, like we just said. We just proved that. So just like that Eish came from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, so Afkan al Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So too the Eish used for the Machta, the Eish meaning the Gecholim that the Kohen Gadol would gather to be Machter the Ketairis of Fnai V'Lefnim in his special Machta, and the Eish used for to light the Menorah, so that also came Afkan al Mizbeach HaChitzayin, that Eish also comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. So that's going to be the Makar, that the Eish Machta and the Eish Menorah comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzayin. Well, frak the Gemara, maybe you could say a different drasha. Maybe you should darshan like this. Then nemra eish b'ketayres v'nemra eish b'machto b'menayra. It says eish again. It says eish by the ketayres, right? It says yaktirena, and it says eish by the machta and the menayra. So mala halon, just like over there by the ketayres, is b'samachloi. Where did the eish come from? They were makter the ketayres in the heichal by the mizbeach apnimi. And where did they get the gecholim from? From the mizbeach achitzon, which is technically there's no other place to get gecholim from in between. They never passed by a different place to get gecholim. This is the way Rabbeinu Eliakim explains the Gemara. It was besamachlay, meaning that there was no other place that they could have gotten gecholim from in between. They went from the mizbeach apnimi to the mizbeach achitzon to get the gecholim. There's no other place in between. The avodah is done on the mizbeach apnimi, and they got the gecholim from the mizbeach achitzon, which is the closest mizbeach. There's no other mizbeach in between. So af machto menayra besamachlay. So maybe we should darshan like this, that the machta and the menayra that the ish used for the machta, the gecholim used for the machta, and the gecholim and the fire used to light the menaira, that also should come from samuchlai. So now the machta was being used lefnai v'lefnim. That was where the avodah took place. And the menaira, the menaira is done in the heichal very close to the kodesh hakodashim. So by those avodahs also, where should the fire come from? From samuchlai. What's samuchlai? That's going to be the mizbeach hapnimi. Why? And not to pass by the mizbeach hapnimi to get the eish from the mizbeach hachitzai. Rather, they should get the eish from the mizbeach apnimi. The way we should darshan and understand, so to speak, the binyan av of ketayres is that not that you go to the mizbeach achitzayin, but that you go to the mizbeach asamuchlay. Now it happens to be by the daily ketayres, the mizbeach asamuchlay was the mizbeach achitzayin. But maybe the way we should read the drasha is that Hashem wants us for the eish, for the machna and the menorah to all go to the mizbeach hasamachlai. So how do you know to darshan? So where do we know that the eish for the machna and the eish for the menorah that they taka come from the mizbeach hachitzayin? You can't necessarily learn it out from the ketayres, because maybe the way to read the drasha is that you're supposed to go to the mizbeach hasamachlai. So therefore says the braisa, tamu leimar, it says by the menorah, it says eish tamid tukad al mizbeach leisichbeh. This pasuk of eish tamid that we were looking to explain what we darshan from this pasuk of Eish Tamid, says the Gemara, says the Braisa, it's from this pasuk of Eish Tamid, Tukad al Mizbeach Leisichbeh, that's where we learn that Eish Tamid Shamarti Lucha, that regarding the Eish Tamid, Hashem says, regarding the Eish Tamid that I told you about, the Eish Tamid of the Menorah, where the Torah says, Lahalis near Tamid, it calls it Tamid, the Eish Tamid of the Menorah, Leisehei Aleb Bereishe Shamizbeach Achitza, which is what the context of this pasuk is, and that it's supposed to come from the Mizbeach Achitza. So that's where we wanted to understand what we darsha from this pasuk. So we mentioned this braisa that tells us that we learn from this pasuk that the esh to use to light the menorah, it comes from the Mizbeach Achitza. You couldn't have necessarily learned it out from learning it out from the daily ketores, because that just like the daily ketores, the gecholim came from the Mizbeach Achitza, so to this esh should come from the Mizbeach Achitza, because like we just said, we could have understood that the drasha is supposed to be Mizbeach HaSamachloi. Rather, we come onto this drasha of Eish Tamit Hukadal Mizbeach LeSichbe. That's the makar that the Eish used to light the menorah, that it comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. So now, that's the end of what we brought this Braisa for, but the Gemara continues because we're not, the Braisa, because we're really still in the middle, because we wanted to use the Ketairas as the makar for both menorah and for the machta that it comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. So now the Braisa brought a drasha that the menorah, that the esh for the menorah comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain, but we still don't have a makar that the esh for the machta comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. So says the Gemara, lemanu esh lemenorah. Now we have a makar for esh for the menorah. Esh lemachta minayin, but what's going to be the makar that the esh of the machta, that the gecholim, that the Kohen Gadol uses and he gathers in his machta to be machta, the keteres of Nai v'lefnim, minayin, what's the makar that those gecholim also come from the Mizbeach HaChitzain? So says the Gemara Vidinu. It's logical that it should come from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. Why? Because Nemru Eish B'machta. Again, it says Eish by the Machta. It says Gachle Eish. V'Nemru Eish B'Menorah. And it says Eish by the Menorah. It says L'Halais Ner Tamit. So Ma L'Halon, just like when it comes to the Menorah, Al Gabi Mizbeach HaChitzain, it comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain, even though it's not Samachlai. Even though it's not Samachlai, it comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. So Afkan, so too when it comes to the Machta, where should the Eish come from? We should learn out from the Menorah that Afkan al Mizbeach HaChitzain, that the Eish used, that the Gecholim used for the Machta, that it should come from the Mizbeach HaChitzain. But says the Gemara, maybe you should make a different drasha. I klach l'derech zu that nemra esh b'ketayres v'nemra esh b'machta. Don't learn out from the menorah to the machta. Maybe you should learn out from the ketayres to the machta. That it says esh by the ketayres and it says esh by the machta. Ma lahalon b'samachloi. Just like when it comes to the ketayres, the esh came, the gechalim came from the mizbeach hasamachloi. You didn't pass by any other mizbeach to get the gechalim. Afkan b'samach. So to over here, we shouldn't, so to speak, pass by a different mizbeach to get the gecholim. And instead of using the gecholim from the, maybe you're supposed to really get the gecholim from the mizbeach apnimi, not from the mizbeach achitzain. So therefore says the braisa, tamo leimer, the pasuk says with regards to the machta, it says, v'lokach mulei hamachta gachle esh me'al hamizbeach mi lefnei Hashem. It describes the mizbeach that the gecholim came from as being mi lefnei Hashem. It came from the mizbeach that was mi lefnei Hashem. Lefnei Hashem is mashma that it's only partially lefnei Hashem. So now, ezu mizbeach shemektsasa lefnei Hashem ve'en kula lefnei Hashem. Which mizbeach is it that only is partially lefnei Hashem and is not completely lefnei Hashem? Have you aimer the mizbeach achitzon? That's referring to the mizbeach achitzon. The mizbeach apnimi was completely in the heichal. It was not much in the heichal, so the entire mizbeach was lefnei Hashem. However, the mizbeach achitzon was outside the heichal, so it's only the western chelik of the mizbeach that was facing the heichal. That's the part that's lefnei Hashem. The rest of the mizbeach is not lefnei Hashem, and therefore we learn out from mi lefnei Hashem that the gecholim for the machta are supposed to come from a mizbeach that's only partially lefnei Hashem, meaning the mizbeach hachitzai. It's supposed to come from the western part of the mizbeach hachitzai, which is lefnei Hashem. Now says the Gemara, v'itzrich l'michtav me'al ha-mizbeach, v'itzrich l'michtav mi'lefnei Hashem. That in order to properly describe to us where the gecholim for the machta are supposed to come from, the Torah needed to use both of these descriptions of me'al ha-mizbeach and mi'lefnei Hashem. In that pasuk it says, v'lakach mo'i ha-machta gachle eish, me'al ha-mizbeach mi'lefnei Hashem. The Torah needed to use both of those descriptions. Says the Gemara, why? Because the ikas of Rachamana me'al ha-mizbeach, if the Torah would have just said me'al ha-mizbeach and not mi'lefnei Hashem, so that's pashut. Havamina my mizbeach panimi. I would have thought that the mizbeach is referring to the mizbeach panimi, kas rachmana mi'lefnei Hashem. Therefore, the Torah had to say mi'lefnei Hashem, like we just said. It's from mi'lefnei Hashem. That's where we know. That's the makar that the gecholim for the machta come from the mizbeach achitzai. But says the Gemara, why couldn't the Torah just say Milafnei Hashem? Says the Gemara, because Navi Kasav Rachmana Milafnei Hashem, if the Torah would have only said Milafnei Hashem and not say Me'alam Mizbeach, so says the Gemara, Hava Amina, I would have said that Dafka Milafnei Hashem, that it not only does it have to come, do the Gecholim have to come from the western side of the Mizbeach Achitzain, but it has to come from Dafka Milafnei Hashem. It has to be Dafka not just from the western side, but even from the part of the western side that's Kineged, the Pesach of the Heichal, meaning the Mizbeach HaChitzon was 32 Amos wide. The Pesach of the Heichal was only 10 Amos wide. So that means only 10 Amos of the 32 Amos of the width of the Mizbeach was actually opposite the Pesach HaHeichal. So the Gemara is saying that if the Torah would have just said Milafnei Hashem, I would have said that not just that it has to come from the western side of the Mizbeach, but it has to come from the area, from the 10 Amos that are parallel to the Pesach HaHeichal. Continuing on to Amud Aleph, Avol mehai gisa, but from this side and that side, meaning from the side that's on both sides of the Pesach HaHeichal, to the north and to the south, the other 22 Amos of the Mizbeach, Emaloi, I would have thought that you're not allowed to take the Gecholim from those parts. Therefore, Tzricha, I need the Torah to say, Me'al HaMizbeach, to be marbe, that even those parts, you could take the Gecholim from. It just has to come from the western side of the Mizbeach, but it could come from any part of the length of the western side of the Mizbeach.